Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Witch Unmade by Debbie Cassidy, narrated by Leanne Woodward. Chapter 1. Jasper was in danger. I crawled off the bed quickly and dragged on my clothes. The guys followed suit, tugging on joggers, motivated by my urgency.
Cora, what did you say about the seal?
Tor demanded. I couldn't think straight, with all the alarms going off inside me. I don't know. I saw it fracture, and Jasper... I shoved my feet into my boots. Meet you at the cabin. I made the jump to my cabin bedroom. The drapes were closed, blocking out the mid-morning sun and lending the room a gray air. Jasper was a hulking shadow sitting on the bed with his back to me. Jasper? I stepped into the room. Nape prickling. Are you okay, babe? He nodded slowly and stretched, naked back rippling with muscle. Jasper? The foreboding in my belly swelled. Say something. He turned to face me, harsh lines of his face hidden in shadow, eye whites gleaming where they caught the light. And for a moment, he was a stranger. My pulse raced, and I resisted the urge to step back. This was Jasper, for fuck's sake. Jasper, damn it, quit playing. Silence settled between us, thick and pregnant with expectation, only to be invaded by the distant sound of chanting. What the fuck? I looked to the window covered by drapes. Jasper?
Jasper isn't here anymore. He said coolly.
Ice trickled through my veins. What? The air crackled, and arms wrapped around my waist.
I got you, Sloane said.
The world tipped and spat us outside onto the snow. I didn't try to break free of Sloane's hold, needing a minute, just one fucking minute, to get the panic racing through my system in control. Jasper isn't here anymore. My stomach twisted as the cacophony around me registered. Sloane squeezed me, whether to reassure me or to drag me back to the here and now, I wasn't sure, but it helped ground me. I nodded to let her know I was okay, that I had my shit together, and she released me. Witches ran to and fro, creating a fizz of potent power that saturated the air. The whole coven was here. Surrounding the fucking cabin, which meant...
Cora.
Tor jogged up to us, with Ren clinging to his back, wide-eyed.
Thank God.
Leaf and Rune were close behind. I glanced back at the cabin. There's something wrong with Jasper. I looked to Sloane. You're here because of him, aren't you? Her mouth twisted.
Jasper isn't Jasper any longer.
My mind refused to wrap itself around that. The seal fractured.
Yes, Sloane said. The ward alarms went off and they show a breach. One we never expected to see in our lifetime, if ever.
I shook my head because I knew what she was about to say. I'd felt it. Oh, God. Say it.
Croatoan is in the cabin. We believe he's in Jasper.
No one spoke. They watched me, waiting. I didn't want to accept this. I didn't want to consider it. But I'd seen his face, heard his words. Once again, panic threatened to rise, but I pushed it down. It was no use to me now. I needed to fix this shit. How the fuck is this possible?
I don't know. Sloane said, but we need to capture him. He can't be allowed to get away.
Perimeter secure, Jesse said, running up to us. Cora, what's happening? Ren asked, sounding frightened.
It's okay, buddy, Tor said. Everything's okay.
But it wasn't, and I couldn't make my face say so. Poppy jogged up to us, her attention on Sloane. The lasso takes three to cast it. She held out a small wooden box. Anna said once we've cast it, the stones need to go back in the box. I spotted Anna striding toward us purposefully,
long black coat flapping around her calves like bats, fur hood up to shield her from the elements. It was freezing, but the cold didn't register for me. My body burned with the need for action. Jessie opened the box and drew out 3 black stones. She handed one to Poppy and one to Sloane, but held on to the other. My mind reeled. Everything was happening so fast. We have to save Jasper. This lasso thing will get Croatoan out of him, right? Anna joined us. It will do no such thing. Sloane pressed her lips together and slid a glance my way. We both knew what Anna had done. The lives she'd taken and the lies she'd told. Not to mention the spell she'd woven to maintain that lie.
Why not?
Rune demanded.
We should save Jasper.
Wren likes Jasper, Wren said, adding his vote.
Anna sighed, a sound of exasperation that set my teeth on edge. The reason we were unable to kill Croatoan is because he was able to weave new bodies. This meant he always had a new form to inhabit if his current one was mortally wounded. His soul is somehow tethered to this world and won't pass to Tarrafel, making him essentially immortal. When we trapped him in the prison realm, his body would have desiccated. He wouldn't have been able to make another. She glanced back to the cabin. It seems he's somehow found his way into Jasper now that the seal has shattered. She glanced at me, and I caught the reproach in the look. I gritted my teeth, pushing the words through them. I didn't do anything to make it fracture. It doesn't matter now. It's done. We have to focus on damage control. And if we attempt to expel him from Jasper, then who knows where he'll go or which face he'll take? We trap him here. Now. Wait. You want to use Jasper's body as a prison? Anna gave me a sincerely sympathetic look. I'm sorry. We don't have a choice. We've spent the last few centuries working on a binding strong enough to hold Croatoan in a body, essentially rendering him unable to flee or use his power.
So all the stuff about it being the end of the world if the seal broke was bullshit?
Leaf said. No, Anna snapped. This spell will only work if cast within a couple of hours of Croatoan breaking free, because that is when he will be at his weakest. But with no way of knowing where he would spawn once free, the spell was a long shot. The fact that he's here, right under our noses, is a blessing. We cast now. She nodded curtly at Jessie. No, they couldn't do that. Not to Jasper. Sloane? I locked gazes with her, needing an ally. She shook her head.
One life to save the many, Cupcake. Is there no other way?
Rune asked.
A way to free Jasper? Maybe after we lock Croatoan down?
No. Anna pressed her lips together, resolute. I'm sorry. Like I said, the fact that we have the opportunity to use this spell is a blessing. If we don't act now, it'll be too late to stop him.
Last stand, Tor said softly. Cora, I'm sorry.
Leaf exhaled sharply. Fuck. I looked to the guys to find varying expressions of acceptance on their faces. But I couldn't allow this. I couldn't let them do this to Jasper. Fuck this. Fuck you all. I made the jump back into the house. Jasper was indeed no longer Jasper. It was evident in the tilt of his head and the absence of warmth in his eyes. Warmth that always bloomed just for me. Alarms rang inside my head, and a vice closed around my heart. I stood in the cabin doorway and stared at the malevolent standing in the lounge. The thing inside Jasper's body didn't take its eyes off me. I swallowed the lump in my throat and asked the question that had already been answered by others, because I needed to hear it from him. Who are you? Maybe the others were wrong. Maybe this was all a huge cock-up. God, I'd never wanted someone to be more wrong in my life than right in that moment. My name is Croatoan, he said. His words were a slug to the chest, shattering my fragile hope. Croatoan was here in Jasper's body, and yeah, I should be worried about the fate of the world and all that, but all I cared about was the fate of Jasper. I licked my lips. Where's Jasper? Gone. My chest quivered, and I took a shuddering breath. Liar. I can feel him. He's not gone. Croatoan canted his head to the side and considered this.
Yes, you are correct. He is not gone, but I have put him away. He is no longer required.
Anger burned a path up my throat. He's mine. My voice was a deep rumble that shook the air. Give him back. Croatoan's lips lifted in a cruel smirk that was so Jasper, it made my heart ache.
No, Jasper is mine. He's always been mine. My tulpa, my creation, my new body.
My heart stalled. Tulpa?
No, no, Jasper is a malevolent. Yes, that is what he called himself. It was the name I gave him to protect him, to keep him safe until the time was right.
I sensed the elites enter the lounge behind me, and the tensing of Croatoan's shoulders told me he was aware of them, even though his gaze never wavered from my face.
You were a blessing, Cora, the vital piece of the puzzle. A tulpa, like Jasper, powerful in your own right and destined to be the anchor to my prison.
You knew, he smiled.
From the first moment you walked into the dilapidated house where Jasper was held prisoner, I sensed you. I pushed him to claim you over the other female.
My breath caught. You've been there all along? He chuckled.
Don't worry. I gave you your privacy when required.
Something passed across his features, though. He was lying. Give him back to me, please. You can make another body. Give me Jasper back. I was pleading, and I didn't even care. His eyes darkened, a look I recognized, one that came over Jasper's face when he was about to deliver bad news. But what could be worse than this?
There will be no more bodies, he said. This is the last. My ability to forge is gone.
He held up his arms.
I created this form with the last of it. A gamble, I admit, but it is a hope realized.
That's not just a fucking suit you can put on. It's a person, a living, breathing person who has feelings and a fucking life. You can't just take it. He pressed his lips together.
Yes, that's unfortunate and unexpected. Jasper wasn't meant to develop such an independent identity. He was intended to be my eyes and ears, allowing me a connection to this world. But that connection has been more tenuous than I expected.
He rolled his shoulders.
No matter. He is content in the world I have forged for him in the back of my mind. He will not suffer.
His smile didn't reach his eyes. He was trying to placate me, to make me feel better. What the fuck? My disgust must have shown on my face because his fake smile dropped.
I have a score to settle. Vengeance to wreak.
Not happening, Sloane said, coming up behind me. Your little taste of freedom is over. Jesse and Poppy entered the room too, fanning out. Croatoan didn't move. You should have run while you had the chance, Jesse said, which begged the question. Why are you still here? You had the chance to run. He looked momentarily thrown, but then he smiled that dead, fake smile.
There's still time to leave.
No, there isn't, Sloane said. The next moment, blue lashes of power slammed into Croatoan, wrapping around him and raising him off his feet. He arched his back and let out a bellow of rage. The connection between us thrummed in warning. Jasper was still there, and he was hurting.
Stop! You're hurting Jasper!
What? Sloane gave me an incredulous look.
Jasper's in there. I can feel him. You have to stop this.
Sloane's jaw hardened, and she shook her head. Sorry, Cupcake. I really am. But there are too many lives at stake. Cast the spell. Now.
Chanting drifted in through the open door behind me. I stared at Jasper's body, suspended in midair by Grimswood power. The bindings tightened further. But this time, Croatoan didn't cry out. He dropped his chin and fixed his eyes on Sloane.
Let me go, and I'll spare your life, he said evenly. I have no quarrel with you.
Like hell, Jesse said. We may not be able to kill you, but we can hold you indefinitely. We've had centuries to prepare for this eventuality.
You're inviting your doom by holding me. Let me go before it's too late.
Too late for what?
Too late for us all,
Croatoan said. Jesse snorted.
You're not going anywhere. She began to chant. Poppy followed suit. They were casting. They were about to turn Jasper's body into a prison.
My pulse raced with indecision, with the conflict that came with saving the fucking world, or saving the one person my heart couldn't do without.
Croatoan made the decision for me, raising his arms and shattering the magical bindings.
His boots hit the ground, and he smiled smugly at the witches.
I'm beginning to feel more like myself already.
He flicked his wrists, sending a shockwave across the room that slammed Sloane, Jesse, and Poppy into the cabin walls. Shit smashed, and the elites cried out in shock. But they were on their feet in seconds, throwing jets of power at Croatoan. At Jasper. He deflected the streams, bouncing them back to the elites. But it was 3-on-1, and the elites were getting closer, their streams of power merging to become one. If that mega beam hit Jasper, it would take him down. Too much of what was happening here and what had been said didn't make sense. The fact that he'd lingered, the fact that none of the deflections were hitting the elites, the fact that my connection to Jasper was tightening and humming like a fucking engine. And then a unified stream hit him in the shoulder and sent him staggering back. Pain bloomed in my chest. Jasper's pain. My gaze locked with Croatoan, and something passed between us. I was meant to be a hero. I was meant to care about the greater good. But in that moment, I didn't care about the fate of humanity. I cared only about Jasper. As a second stream jettisoned toward him, I made the jump, coming to stand before him, hands whipping up to deflect, and realizing that, fuck, this was too much. Their power was too much. The heat of the cosmos surged inside me, swirling up, ready to defend me with epic purpose, but it wouldn't activate in time. Sloane screamed as the power shot toward me, her face contorting in horror. But I was already being swung away from the blast by Croatoan. He wrapped Jasper's arms around me, using his body as a shield against the jet of power. It hit with a sizzle that threw us forward, but Croatoan's grip on me never slackened. I felt his heart stutter and heard his gasp of pain, felt the lance of it in my solar plexus, the warning that Jasper was in danger.
Attack now! Jesse screamed.
I have you, Cora, Croatoan said.
This was wrong. This was all fucking wrong. As another blast hit, rage surged like a tsunami, turning my vision red, tearing the beast out of my body and throwing Croatoan off. I twisted to face the attackers, mammoth paws hitting the ground with lethal purpose. Stop! My beastly command was a roar that shook the cabin's foundations. It was a call that grabbed hold of the threads binding me to my dire wolf mates and summoned them to me. They came crashing into the cabin, through windows and doors, already in wolf form. Croatoan was on his ass where my transformation had flung him. I came to stand beside him, and my direwolves flanked us.
We're with you, Tor said in my mind. We trust you, Rune added. Always, Leaf said.
I focused on the infrared images of the elites.
You won't touch him.
My voice was broken glass and terror. Cora, Sloane lowered her hands.
What are you doing?
I looked down at Croatoan and locked gazes with him. There was confusion there, vulnerability too, as if no one had ever stood up for him before, as if this, being protected, was new to him. Finally, I swung my huge head to focus on Sloane.
I'm saving the man I love.
Chapter 2.
That isn't the man you love, Sloane bit out. Not anymore.
My growl had her stepping back with fear in her eyes. The Cora part of me cringed, not wanting her to look at me like that, not wanting her to feel threatened. But the beast part didn't give a shit. Right now, she was the enemy.
I feel Jasper's pain. He's still in there, still with us. You know it too. The only reason you're not admitting it is because it makes it easier for you to lock Croatoan away. But Croatoan just saved my life. Whether that's Jasper's influence or Croatoan's decision, I don't know. But I do know that we need to take a moment to unwrap this. Cora, no. He could have run. He could have hurt you. But he didn't.
I looked down at Croatoan.
No more games. Tell me why you stayed.
His emerald eyes were bright in his pale face.
It's safer here.
I stilled.
Go on. You have wards. They can't find me here. I needed to gather my strength before I ran from them.
What are you talking about? Sloane asked. Ran from us? She shook her head, electric blues clouded with confusion. He snorted.
Not you. Them. The horsemen. I can feel them. They're getting stronger, and soon they'll summon me back to them.
He clenched his jaw.
I won't be a prisoner again. I won't.
He stood, body vibrating with power and rage.
I won't be a puppet any longer. I need to find the weapon before they gain their strength. I don't want to hurt you, but if you stand in my way, I will.
Oh. Oh, God. Are you saying the horsemen control you? Jesse asked. You're saying you're a minion? He made a strangled sound.
More than that. I belong to them. They own me. But not anymore. I will find the weapon that can end them, and in doing so, set myself free.
His words nudged a memory in the back of my mind, and the entity's words to me in Tarrafel rose up. I want you to set Croatoan free. Fuck. I swung my head Sloane's way.
The entity asked me to set Croatoan free. What if this is what she meant?
This is bullshit. Jesse didn't sound so sure. I don't know, Poppy said. He could have fought back harder. He did save Cora. I think we need to consider his story.
We don't need to consider anything.
Anna strode into the room.
End him, she ordered.
Croatoan's attention flew to her.
You,
he pointed an accusing finger at her. You, I will kill. You lied to me.
Anna stood her ground, chin raised.
Cast the spell. Now. That is an order.
Sloane looked from Anna to Croatoan and then crossed her arms.
No.
Anna blustered and then strode over to Sloane, snatching the stone from her.
Jesse, Poppy, we need to act now.
Sloane? Jesse frowned at the head elite.
She's a liar, Jesse, and a murderer. You told me you had the weapon,
Croatoan said to Anna.
You called me to you, and I found a way to come. I had hope, but you locked me away.
Anna sniffed.
We did what had to be done. We took away the Order's weapon.
You knew he was a puppet? Jesse asked. You knew all along.
Of course we knew, Anna snapped.
Wait.
Poppy raised her hand.
What does he mean that you called him? This was centuries ago.
Long story, Sloane said. Let's just say Anna's a lot older than we thought.
The weapon wielded by the creation will strike down the creators and set him free,
Croatoan said.
I need it. Where is it?
He demanded.
Give it to me so I might be free.
Anna had the audacity to roll her eyes, and the urge to rip out her throat was so strong, it took me forward several steps. She staggered back, eyes wide.
Answer him.
I don't have it. It's just a story, a myth, a prophecy that might not even be real.
You mean like Dorothy Fillion's prophecy?
Poppy asked.
The one that says when Croatoan rises, so will the original warlocks, and humanity will fall?
Anna pressed her lips together. That is a real prophecy, which is why we need to bind him before they summon him. We can't let them take him.
I shook my mammoth head to clear it of vicious thoughts. You lied. Again. You deceived again. I should rip out your throat.
She swallowed hard. You need me. This coven needs me, especially now. The seal is gone. Croatoan is free, and the horsemen will come for him. We need to act now to protect humanity.
I nodded slowly. Oh, we will.
She exhaled in relief.
I'm glad you've seen the light.
I turned away from her.
Sloane, contact Kona. Tell him we need his assistance in finding this weapon. Get Elijah on it, too.
What?
Anna looked stunned.
You're wasting time.
You.
I growled low and menacing, and she went deathly still.
You'll contact the Silent Sisters for a charm to ward Croatoan. We hide him until we find what we need.
We don't have much time,
Croatoan said softly.
A matter of weeks, if that. I can feel them getting stronger.
I focused on him.
We'll do our best to find this weapon. If we fail, if the horsemen rise, then you need to give me your word you'll submit to being bound.
Cora, you realize what that means? Sloane asked.
It meant Jasper became Croatoan's prison.
I get it, but I don't intend to let that happen. We'll find the damn weapon and free you from the horsemen, and then you will leave.
I glared down at him.
You'll vacate Jasper's body.
He was tethered to this world, and it would mean he was stuck here as a soul. But I didn't give a shit about that.
Do we have a deal?
His eyes narrowed, and then he nodded.
We have a deal.
Anna wasn't taking any chances with Croatoan. The ward around the cabin to prevent him from teleporting away remained. Witches set up camp, taking it in turns to chant and maintain the border spells. Campfires dotted the grounds, melting snow and filling the air with smoke. Anna was gone,
back to the manor to contact the Silent Sisters and get us the wards we needed to hide Croatoan. And Sloane and the elites...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?